Give me a glimmer of hope again. Save me from all my wandering. If I've been looking in all the wrong places, would you turn me back around again?
Welcome to HopeCast, where our true stories brighten your day by providing insight and encouragement. I invite you to listen as my husband, Dr. Ken Brown, shares one of his amazing personal experiences that will inspire and stir your soul. Even in the challenges of life's darkest moments, you can always find a glimmer of hope through the love of God. So settle in, open your heart, and let's journey together through the power of storytelling.
A God incident. When I was on the Metropolitan Toronto Police Department, we got this crazy call for a man beating down a door. So my partner and I came to the location, and sure enough, there was this violent man smashing his fist against this door and shouting something we could not hear. My partner, who was in the passenger side of the police car, immediately got out, and as soon as that man saw him, he took off around the backyard. I decided to move my car forward about 50 or 60 feet to cut him off at the pass on the other side of the house. And so when I ran around the house, to my horror, I saw this large bush and a fence that was 6 foot high block my way. So somehow I had to push through the bush, climb up over this fence, jump into the backyard. And when I did, I saw this man trying to climb over that same 6 foot fence on the far side of the yard. I ran at him. And suddenly I noticed something that was very unusual, particularly in Canada. My partner had his gun out, pointed at this man. Now, you may not know, but in Canada, the rules of engagement are different than the United States. You're not allowed to pull your gun unless you're going to use it. So I knew that meant something serious was happening, but I could not decide what it could have possibly been, because I saw this man climbing over the fence. I hit him about waist level as his feet left the ground in an attempt to get over the fence and dragged him down to the ground. Thud! He smashed the ground with his face, and I was all over him like a... You're going to have to cut this.
Okay, go on. Keep going.
I hit that man about waist deep, and I grabbed him, and I smashed him on the ground, and I was all over him, and I put the handcuffs on him. I grabbed one hand, and then I realized how powerfully strong this man was. With his right hand, he did a push-up with me on top of his back. But I had got the better of him because I had him by the left hand. I got the cuff on, and then I ended up finally forcing his right hand to go behind his back, and I got the handcuffs on him. When I rolled him over, that's only when I realized why my partner still had his gun at him. There was a handgun, a 38 caliber handgun, that had fallen out onto the ground when I hit him so hard, and it was on the ground underneath his belly. So I arrested him, put him in the police car. We took him to the station. Apparently, he had gotten out that morning, and he identified himself as Donald Deedy, a name changed to protect the innocent, of course. And he got out that morning. He had just been 8 years in prison because he was such a violent offender. So we took him into the police department, and he said to me, I wanted to die. I wanted you to shoot me. I was hoping you're going to shoot me because I wanted to die. So with this, I put him in a quiet room, and it's just him and me, and I'm taking the information to process him as do the arrest report. And he continued, I got out this morning, and I found out that my girlfriend was now dating my best friend. And that's why I was at that door. I wanted to kill them both. And then when I saw you, I hoped you would kill me to put me out of my misery, because you see, no one loves me. With that, I stopped him. I said, how dare you say no one loves you? He looked at me kind of shocked. I said, you can't say that no one loves you, because God loves you. Jesus loved you so much, he died for you. And I love you because Jesus loves you. I really care about you, and I didn't want to shoot you. I am so glad my partner didn't shoot you. He said, well, you know I wasn't going to shoot you. I had the gun. I wasn't going to use it on you. I was going to use it on them. I said, yeah, and if you had, you might have been dead. But the fact is, you're alive because God has given you another chance. God loves and cares about you. This isn't the end of your life. This is just a new beginning. And God spared your life. With that, he says, who are you? I said, well, I'm a Christian. And yes, I'm a police officer. But I care about you because I'm a Christian first. And I care about you. And I'm so glad we didn't have to shoot you. Of course, I'm also glad, and my wife is glad, that you didn't shoot me. But the fact is this, is that God has got you here for a reason. He said, what do you mean? I said, you can get God to give you another chance. In fact, you can ask God right now. You can ask God to save you and to set you free. And he will forgive you for every single thing you did and put you on the right track. God's got an amazing plan for your life. And all you need to do is give God a chance. Well, can I do it right now? I said, yes, but, and I was about to tell him that when we transferred him over to the Metro East Detention Center, that he could do it in the privacy of his cell, and I had people over there that would give him Bibles, and that he'd be able to go to chapel over there. But I didn't get a chance to say any of that to him, because he says, really? And with that, he falls on his knees right in front of me, and he lifts his face up to heaven, and he raises his hands above his head, and he said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Save me, save me, save me. And with that, suddenly, the door to that quiet interview room was opened, and there was two officers there, detectives. They thought that the Reverend Constable Brown, me, was laying a beating on him, and he was crying out for help. But then when they realized he was on his knees, they said, oh, the Rev is up to his old business again. And with that, they started to laugh and closed the door. I was able to talk to this man, lead him in a prayer, give him even a Bible, and then transfer him later after we finished processing over to the Metro East Detention Center. Normally, I get to see them again at court when they go to court to defend themselves. But in this case, he pled guilty, and I never did see Donald Deedy ever again, but I remembered him. About 7 years later, we get a call to a woman that was writing bad checks. When we get to this hotel, we arrested her. She apparently had written so many bad checks, there was about 12 outstanding warrants for her arrest for writing bad checks, and she'd given a bad check to the hotel. So we arrest her and we bring her into the back seat of the car, and she was so devastated. She had problems with drugs. She had problems with criminal behavior. She had two kids at home, and she was horrified that she wasn't going to be able to go back to them. We had to get the human services involved, and I had to take her to the women's detention center after processing her. And so I'm with my partner, and I told her, listen, if I was as bad at doing things as you are, I wouldn't do it anymore. If I was an artist and then no one ever buy my art, I wouldn't continue painting. And you are not a very good criminal because you always are getting caught. You're doing things and you're always being caught. And now you got to go to jail, and you'll probably be in jail for several years because, you know, you're going to have convictions, probably 8, 10, 12 convictions for writing bad checks. And that's serious. Do you know what you need to do? And she says, no, what do I need to do? I said, you need to ask Jesus to give you a new start in life. You need to ask God to forgive you for every single thing that you've done wrong. You need to ask Jesus to say, oh, Lord, I'm so sorry for the things I've done wrong and how I've actually hurt my children and how I've gone the wrong way. Please save me. Give me a new start. She says, really? I said, yes. Did you know that if you give God a chance, he can put you in a whole new direction for your life? You need to ask God to put you into his plan. You need to stop doing it your way because your way is not working and start doing it God's way. All you need to do is cry out, oh God, save me, and he will. He will give you a whole new life. She says, I can't believe you're talking to me like this. And I said, why? What? Why can't you believe that you're talking to me like this? Well, she said, my next door neighbor is always talking to me about God. And he's telling me these very things. And, you know, he's been talking to me like this for the last 2 years, ever since he got out of prison. Do you know what his name is? I said, no. Donald Deedy. And he's always talking about this Christian police officer, Constable Brown, that talked to him about God and got him to pray in the detective room. And he's such an incredible person. He's always asking me to go to church. And he's telling everyone about Jesus. And he's telling me, he's told me the very same things in the very same way that you're telling me now. With that, my partner, who is not a believer, started to laugh. He says, yep, the Rev is up to his old tricks. You better listen to him because you don't know who's talking to you. This is Constable Brown. She says, you're Constable Brown? I can't believe it. You arrested me? You were the same person that arrested Donald Deedy? I said, yes, apparently so. God created an incredible God incident in order to put you in the backseat of my police car so I could tell you about Jesus. She says, God did that for me. God got me the same police officer to tell me about God? You mean I can have a chance and become a new person just like Donald Deedy? I said, exactly. And she started to pray. And then I dropped her off at the women's center. She threw herself on my neck and gave me a hug, which is totally inappropriate for a prisoner to hug the arresting officer. And you know, I've wondered a lot of times, whatever happened to her? But I trust that God who began a good work in that woman, just like that God who began a good work in Donald Deedy, was going to bring it to completion at the day that he returns. And you know, you're listening to this story right now. And this is a God incident. You listening to this very story is your chance to get right with God, to give God a chance in your life. Just beg him, ask him to forgive you, and he will, because Jesus died on the cross to pay for your sins, to give you a new start, a fresh new life with God. And ask God to do it his way. You can't do it by yourself, but God will give you his life, his Holy Spirit. He'll come and live inside you and give you a brand new life so you can become a new person created in Christ Jesus. A new person. The old will go, the new will come. Just like what happened to Donald Deedy. I hope that you take what I'm saying seriously and that you realize that this is God speaking to you through this God incident right now. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning into Hopecast for inspiring stories that will touch your heart. If today's story encouraged you, then please subscribe to our channel and visit us at hopecast.org to learn more. You can also watch the video version of this story and many more from Dr. Brown on our Hopecasts YouTube or listen on our Spotify, Apple, or Amazon Music podcasts. Until next time, keep holding on to hope, and please share these stories with someone who really needs encouragement. May God bless you.
I've been searching and I've been seeking. It seems like you're nowhere to be found. And I'd do anything just to see you. If I close my eyes, will I see you now? 'Cause I know faith holds in what can be seen. But my hope feels like a distant dream. Give me a glimmer of hope again. Save me from all my wandering. If I've been looking in all the wrong you turn me back around?